This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It feels like on this podcast we're thanking people who see others struggling and do their best to lift them. Teachers, therapists, youth workers, you name it.
But there's one person we don't really thank enough. Ourselves.
It's sometimes hard to remind ourselves that we're trying our best to make sense of everything when everything seems crazy in this world around us. It's not always easy.
So take this as your reminder to thank the people in your life, including yourself, for getting through the craziness.
Therapy can help you find the things you're grateful for in your life.
And to learn more positive coping skills for when things do go pear-shaped.
With over 5,000 therapists on offer, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health.
Let the gratitude flow with BetterHelp.
Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/bollocks.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bollocks.
Go loud.
Why are you looking over your shoulder for? What are you going to say?
Him, he keep looking for it.
No, dude, I need to be up and doing it. Because the light is shining on it. And it's like, do you know if like, you're watching the telly and there's a shine on the telly and you keep focusing on it?
So hang on. And we're recording now. So
oh, we are recording.
You got up and walked over there.
Oh, we're
there
on,
was
are we?
A shine
yeah.
On your lighter.
The light was shining on the lighter, which is steel, which is glaring. Is that the word?
That's fine.
Do you like that word, Dom?
Yeah.
Did we get a few questions?
Yep. No complaints so far about the 30 seconds nonsense from last time?
So far.
So far.
I'm actually disappointed in that. Even Jordan, I was like, this
it's
is
a great
chaotic.
Game for the Christmas, I'm telling you.
Yeah, but there's hands that be thrown in a game.
Like I'm that. Talking about Owen. Owen has never played it before. You need to get it for the gaff, Owen. When your brother comes in giving it a big Charlie and all. I've seen his brother. Yeah, now. And I've seen your dad, remember?
Oh, you did, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Now.
Oh, you haven't even met all my cousins, yet.
You met my ma.
What?
Yeah, I did.
And my sister.
I did. Yeah. That's why I said all them.
Did you say your ma?
Yeah.
When was this?
Christmas last year. Oh.
It's all coming out now.
I was talking to my parents were after the stall at live show and I was talking to them afterwards in the bar and I was looking over the
there's room, my nephew Terry.
I could see him. He was there like on the balls of his feet bouncing up and down like a dog.
Wait,
I was like,
all
right, Terry, come on. And he just ran on, across yeah. the room.
That's true.
This is your uncle Terry yeah. and like, Auntie Mary.
Terrence. She's like, oh, I know Terrence.
Yeah, my nephew. Can we give a shout out to the listeners actually on? Because I honestly thought like the podcast was going to be gone to the dogs because we took such a long break and the listens are still the same. How is that even possible? People are legends, aren't they? They're just like, oh, yes, I'm gone, I is. We'll listen to the old ones. I'm like, sound. No, that legends, yeah. I just want to give a little shout out.
And also, can you mention as well, if you've only recently got on board, you come in at like an obscure number, like you come in at number 65, go back and listen from the start.
Don't.
No, do. Because I've had people reach out to me saying, get this person on. I was like, we've had him on. And I was like, just go back. And they said, oh, well, I start listening like at this number. So I was like, just go back to the start.
I wonder how long it would take to listen from start to finish.
Many hours worth of content.
Every main episode, every bonus episode.
Many hours worth of content.
We're a year and a half down the bonus cuts.
So that's probably, what, 70 bonus episodes, 80? And then almost 200 main episodes.
It's about 350 hours, I'd say.
See, it's hard to even give a breakdown. Because like, some episodes are 50 minutes and some are 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Majority are about 90 minutes though.
So if you were working, if your job 9 to 5 was just listening to talking bollocks from the start to the end.
So 40 hours a week, I'd say about 9 weeks.
Between 9 and 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Full time, just sitting there.
We are fucking robbing a living.
Just 9 weeks worth of solid content there. That's alright when you think about it. 4 years ago this week, I don't just saying.
Is it? Last week now.
When this goes out.
Yeah.
4 years, yeah.
4 years. Oh my god.
Look at Owen thinking, Jesus.
That means I'm.
How long are you putting up with us, Owen? That means you're putting up with us like 3.5, yeah?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Brother, ooh.
Brother, ooh.
I don't know how I feel about it. Could I have done something better with my time?
No, bro, you couldn't have. You've learned how to cook
clamps. Your career has gone from strength to strength since we came into your life.
You became a member of the Flats.
Fine before you two showed up.
And it skyrocketed then.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
See, imagine all the hours I've spent. I could learn Spanish and French.
And what use would that have been? When was the last time you were in Spain? Oh, and I don't like this whole attitude that you have that this was a waste of time.
I didn't say it was a waste of time. I'm
just like, oh, I could have done this. I could have done something more productive with my time. You're making big bank. You're making bread.
Yeah, listen to me. We're interviewing you. We're in the video studio for this. So we should tell the listeners that the big studio, the small studio is booked up. We're in the big boy studio now, yeah? So we're interviewing you. No. You're in the hot seat, Owen.
He's actually in the hot seat. We're the guest. Always. But Owen, listen. Yesterday we were on Dory and Garrahy's podcast, yeah?
Darren
and Garrahy's podcast.
And yeah, so he came in, he kept talking about Doreen. Doreen's going to do an episode. Doreen, I was going, who is Doreen? Doreen from the Flats? Who is this?
Off the middle block.
Well, there you go. Just, that's how, yeah, I have to just decide how much of what you tell me I'm going to actually spend the time to figure out.
I listened to like.
He said something else. I was like, right, I'm gonna deal with that one. I'll let the Doreen thing slide. What else is he talking about?
It's Cypher.
I pulled out a defamation. You know,
yeah, he did, yeah.
In the middle
yeah.
of the episode.
Yeah.
I was actually carving the fame yeah.
I didn't actually defame someone. I just thought it was a joke and it could be paid off at fucking comedic value.
Yeah, but if someone did that about me, I'd leave them in the nip like. So, basically...
said, what film do you always laugh at? I said, Dumb and Dumber, Step Brothers, Superbad. And one of my favourite films that I actually feel bad going back to watch now is Getting to the Greek. I used to love that film. But P. Diddy, Russell Brand, Jonah Hill, all have allegations against him now. I said, if I go back and watch it now, something will probably come out about Colin Meaney. Terrence was like, no, me bollocks. Terrence stood up.
Defamation, Colin Meaney being here, throwing
no one in the room. No one in the room had a problem with it until Terrence brought that up and everyone's like, yeah, maybe we will cut that. And I was like...
Or stand ovation of it. Everyone's like, they pulled us after, they were like, did yeah. they sit us down? And
did you, so you done training on this? And we were like, no.
Nah.
Trial and error.
Do this every week.
Trial and error. I was like, we know when the guests have said something from defamation and we know when it's going to get cut. Yeah. We just let them go over it.
That's defamation.
That's what I said.
Nah, it is.
You're clearly saying there's no allegations against him.
He's.
I can see the comedic value in that now.
There's no cameras, bro.
In here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
That's.
Have you any questions, Owen?
Yeah. First question for you, or first, it's from Graham. He says, just on the road signs being turned around to confuse the Nazis.
Yes.
Which we talked about before. He said, did you know in the Vietnam War, the Vietnamese soldiers restitched the soles of their shoes
backwards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make it look like they were walking one way when in fact they were going the other.
Yeah. And yeah, that's even more impressive because that's 20 years after World War One. So like the US military got even more sophisticated. Mm. And that's... the force loss on the US military's record was the Vietnam War.
And the US military in Vietnam, they tried a thing where they had the soles of their boots were shaped like feet. No, I'll show you here. The idea being that they could walk through the jungle and leave barefoot footprints.
Now that. See that?
Work. Oh. They were impossible to wear. They were so uncomfortable.
I would have been a bad spy myself.
Well, speaking of which, Terence.
Go.
We have a question in that vein.
About me being a spy?
Let me find it for you now.
Because I'd have fell for that in a harpy. In a harpy.
Here it is. It's from Dara. He says, Terry, you were talking about on a recent episode how the Nazis would have won World War II if they had a few decent spies.
Yeah, we agree, yeah.
Yep. He says, this got me thinking. Do you two think you could be good spies? Dara says, he thinks, Terry would struggle with it no matter what the cause.
And that's it.
No, he says,
yeah, full stop.
Because he goes, I was wondering, if Terry was a spy for the Allies in World War II, would he have just decided he'd have rather sacrifice the whole world instead of being a rat?
Obviously.
Dara, onto something there.
Oh, 1 million. Like, that man is spot on. Does he say where he's from? No. Right, because he's obviously from an area where you don't want to be called a rat. You can't be. I don't care. Now. Just let the nukes off, boys. No comment all the way.
What about being a good spy?
No, I don't think I would be.
No.
No.
You have to be able to stay calm under pressure, trying to gather information.
He has ADHD. Involves taking in information and just. Involves taking in information and staying calm.
Yeah, that alone, like, there's no.
You do better.
Yeah, because he takes in information really well. This is where the podcast walks on. He takes in the information. And I just sit here and hope for the best.
Right. Okay. Fran.
Fran
yeah,
Dre?
Fran. Fran is, yeah. He's rough.
Fran's second name is Re.
I think Fran. Fran Rush.
Where?
Rush.
I never met a Fran without convictions. Fran, if you want to reach back out,
you could be a good guest.
Fran wants to know, would you be more worried if you were seeing the same shady looking person 3 times a day?
Okay.
Oh.
Turns out the spelling name. Macchiano, was it?
Macchiano, bro.
We were in here the other day recording
this chocolate milk.
Recording a podcast, yeah? And Ed came in and he's wanted to take a coffee. He goes, look at the coffee. He goes, what do you want? He goes, Anton. He goes, Anton, just, you want me to go and grab you, Anton? He goes, no, I'm Macchiato. I just looked at him and looked away.
I can't believe that.
It's an adult hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Oh, I'm fucking fuming. Look, if I'd me on way now, here's the gospel truth, I'd cancel this.
Yeah, I know.
And go.
Put it to one side, though.
Put it to the back of your mind.
Compartmentalise that there for us.
Just remember, no one can see it.
Mm-hmm.
So what did Fran say?
Fran wants to know,
is killing me.
Would you be more worried if you were seeing the same shady looking person 3 times a day, every day for a week, or if you had a black cat follow you everywhere for 4 days?
The people.
Fran has a bit more context there.
Go on.
He says the cat is there non-stop, so when you open the curtains in the morning, he's on the street looking up. When you switch off the lights at night, the last thing you hear is a distant meow. And he says the person is not menacing in any way, but they do seem a bit off and they do seem to be looking at you. That could be just because they're wondering why they see you everywhere too, but you can't be sure. The cat is proper weird though.
Yeah, but cats...
Cat you're sure is weird.
Yeah. That's like a real life, this like real life problem or like imagination problem. The cat's not really going to hurt you, is it? Sorry. The cat's not really going to hurt you, is it? But no. You'd be fucked up over
it.
No, because cats follow people all the time. Animals follow people all the time.
You know, crows in the gaff and all.
Yeah, I've often heard of stray dogs. Stray dogs follow people home. Things like that. Stray cats follow people home. You never know. It could be you're throwing dinner out in your bins and the cat's had to get fed there and it's like, I'm just going to come back.
But everywhere you go.
Everywhere. Yeah, but he's like, that fella... Doesn't matter. That cat knows that fella runs that gaff. Whereas if you see a person, the person is more menacing. That person can do something to you. And that's what makes it even more so. A person's more menacing. You never know. You never know what that person could be up to. And
yeah,
it's a cat. Like, what's a cat going to do? Cats are animals. They have instincts. They could, you think like, oh, they can smell a dog off me. They could, wherever.
It's just more of the imagination. Like,
yeah.
Like, imagine everywhere you go, that black cat is looking at you like you'd be fucked up in the head.
Well, a person is more sinister. I think a person's more sinister, no?
But you don't. The person just could just be coincidence.
Yeah, but as you said, imagine going to the gym, there's a person. Mm. You come out of the gym, you come into Marconi, there's a person. I go over to my opposite, it's the same fella.
But like, obviously both of them you'd rather avoid on. Do you get me? But we have to pick one, and I'm picking the cat.
I pick the cat.
Okay. Carla wants to know.
Who?
Great. Carla.
Oh, I thought you said Carlo.
Well, I thought you said Carlo as well. That's why I asked boys. I know you know a Carlo. Has to be only one Carlo in the world. He's Eastern European, I think.
Mm.
And he's a security guard. And he's about 7 foot.
There's only one Carlo in the
world, yeah.
In Dublin, yeah. There could be another Carlo in Dublin. Like, no one got named. What way are you spelling Carlo?
Well, I'm spelling Carla.
No, yeah. But if you were to spell Carlo when you were seeing it in your head.
Carlo with an O.
Yeah, K-A-R-L-O.
No, C-A-R.
No.
There's a Carlo. There's a Carlo as well between Kilkenny and Wexford. But go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I thought. Wait, was that a joke? Because it didn't land on me.
Serious dad joke.
Was it, yeah?
Would you rather be able to climb anything or jump 10 feet in the air whenever you want?
I'm taking the jump. It's more practical.
I get a fright down when I get to about 8 feet.
That was your man. Remember, what's that documentary about your man who climbed the shard? He had ADHD.
He climbed because I have ADHD. And he got like, I have ADHD. I can't even blink it over a 2 foot wall.
He got fucking 18 months or something over that as well.
Everyone's like, oh, I wish I had ADHD. I'm like, what? We don't all just climb the shard. Like,
well, he got 18 months or something for that. That was a bit harsh on him, no? Yeah, he got jail time for that. I think in the jump. Imagine how far you, like 10 feet in the air, but imagine how far you could jump forward with that.
That's the ceiling here, probably, is it?
No, that's only about 8 foot, no, say,
it's
not 7 foot.
More. No, it's about 10.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's actually 10 or 12, yeah. 12 foot, probably. Yeah.
More than 10.
Mm. But, so, what, you can only jump to there? Fuck that. And can you climb fast? Or you climb at normal climbing rate?
Carla doesn't specify.
Because it was like, you wouldn't even have to fob in here. Like, imagine, like, we pull up outside the building and just climb up. Out of the band, light a smoke, come in, I'm already. I have to fob into the lift, off the lift, in the door, have a piss, go on the balcony, have a smoke, come back in, start the episode, have another piss a half an hour in.
The bladder comes into effect when you go through the door, but if you climb, your bladder doesn't exist.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, that's what we're going with. Oh.
I go with the jump.
Okay. Sean in class Nevin wants to know, would you rather
wear... Fingless lawyer.
Sean has said class Nevin.
It's Fingless. Everyone in Finglas says glass now.
Would you rather wear goalkeeper gloves forever or wear diving flippers forever?
Ah, gloves, bro. Yeah.
You're taking the gloves, yeah?
Bro, come on. That's not even a question.
Imagine trying to walk in them, like.
Do you ever swim with them yokes on you?
No.
Did you not? No?
No.
Bro, you go fast. No, because I wore them. Why did I wear them years ago? They gave us them like in a swimming pool. For some reason, I don't know what the fuck it was. You were on about the flipper yokes, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. And you should see how fast you're swimming them for some reason. You swim faster.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of them, eh?
So, yeah, that's the whole point of them, isn't it?
Is it, yeah?
Yeah. I thought so.
I don't know. I thought it was like for diving or something.
Yeah, it makes you kick quicker. Makes you go quicker. That's the point for diving. Goalkeeper gloves. So I think they can come in handy. To be honest with you.
When?
Better grip. Keep your hands warm.
Try and light a smoke.
We're goalkeeper gloves.
Just back to lighting the smoke.
Yeah.
Bro, I smoke.
That's like the fundamental movement.
Yeah. Everything's based around that boy life. Everything, bro. I thought you knew this. Why? This is what annoyed me there. You did that like it was breaking news.
No, it's
I was
not
like,
breaking.
I'd light a smoke here and now. I was actually only talking the other day when we were doing an episode and I was like, I wonder how much money we have to make to be like, I'm smoking now and you aren't doing anything about it. Like, imagine we were making Go Loud like 50 million a year. It'd be like, get me an ashtray because you ain't going to get me out. Do you get me? Sitting there with a cigar and all.
Is there someone out there who has that kind of power? In general? Who?
Well, let's say if we were making Go Loud 20 million a year.
Yeah, but who out there in the world now can go into any building in Ireland and light up a smoke?
Joe Rogan.
No, he couldn't.
No, if he was working for them, I mean. Yeah, I don't think anyone has the power.
That's Calvin's question. Who is at that level?
Nobody. They'll get to a point, there'll be contract talks in here in the next few years where they'll be saying to the boys in there, get me an ashtray in the studio and I'm walking. And I'm walking. Imagine now how good it'd be.
I'd be fucking surprised.
If I was sitting here.
Oh, mind, it'd be off the smokes. It'd be just a point of principle. Yeah. I haven't smoked in 2 years. I just want to know that I'm allowed to smoke indoors.
Yeah. That's all I want in the new contract.
How the fuck did we get here from a blatant question about goalkeeper?
Oh, hell no.
Another question for you. We have another one in kind of in that vein. From Deeks.
What?
Lawyer.
In Kilmore.
Spell it.
D-E-E-K-S. I can see the real name in the email, but Deeks is the chosen.
Oh, so he's a rapper? His name is Derek. He's
I don't know.
I'm telling
it's
you.
Only the Deeks.
So what's the real name in the email?
I'm not saying that on the podcast. He's decided to be called Deeks, so we will respect that.
They went and put it... Do you know
and bleep
what?
It, yeah.
Just bleep it for his own. You don't do enough sound effects in the edit.
No, you don't.
No, I'm not having it.
Just bleep it. What's his name? Just bleep
what
it.
What sound effects would you like?
Just a bleep.
Bleep. Boing.
He could be my neighbour and I don't even notice. I could be living among Deeks and I don't even notice.
What does that mean?
What do you mean, what does that mean?
I could be living among Deeks. What's a Deek?
He lives out in Kilmore. Me, him and Joe McGookin, best mates.
Joe out there?
Joe's out there somewhere. I don't know
where. Yeah. I just get the first flight out there.
Do you want a question?
Yeah, go on. Deeks. Can you just say his name, please? What? And bleep it. And bleep it. Just, his name is Bleep.
It's Derek. Well, now it is. El Derek. And then he start rapping. He got 6 months in the joy. Yeah. That writing raps.
Big
and
Deeks.
He came out as Big Deeks.
Yeah.
And I say he has. Go on.
That's so disappointing.
It can't go from the Deeks.
It's
only.
Right, well, I'll say every time you've said his name now, it's not to be bleeped. Okay.
What's his fucking question?
Yeah. Do you want to do, would you do 5 years in prison?
Yeah.
No.
He can't wait to get out of prison.
He has a little note. He says, where you don't know anyone, Terrence.
No, I'm not going. Yeah.
Or, so 5 years in the prison. You picked him. He didn't tell you weren't allowed to.
He knows as much people as me in the jury. That's ridiculous.
Second, I said 5 years in prison. You're like, yeah, don't.
Yeah. I'll be a millionaire. And Hannah's like, yeah, I'm taking the 5 year. Yeah. He's looking for the break.
Or so prison where you don't know anyone. Or wear ballet shoes every day for 5 years. So your freedom in ballet shoes. Is that any kind of freedom at all?
Yeah.
No.
Over being incarcerated.
Imagine we were in on the late late ballet shows. Come on.
I'm on the late late and I was like, where's the other fella? Oh, he's actually doing 5 years.
I don't think you're getting to the late late if you've been wearing ballet shoes long enough.
Well, they wouldn't give you the call, like.
Well, I don't know. I just feel like you're
we've had people on this weird New Balance on.
You're standing.
Sometimes you have to get over that.
You're wearing New Balance right now.
Sorry.
No, you're going to catch me up because no cameras, eh?
Hang on. We had another Talking Bollocks effect. I forgot about this one. Do you remember last week we were talking about the Talking Bollocks effect? Anyone who comes on, they get a great ton of events after being on. Ian Gary, it got the shaft cafe.
Yeah, thank us later, Ian, yeah.
Now, there you go. Just putting that out there. That was like nowhere to be made.
I think it's hilarious, right? Because I actually listened back to the bonus episode and he's like taking credit for like people who've been walking for 20 years towards their goals, right?
Doesn't matter.
And now they got to their goals, he's like, yeah, they come on the podcast. The 25 years of bleeding walk they put
coincidence. In. Coincidence. Can be coincidence if you have a numerous amount of examples.
I meant more about the events. Remember we were slagging the poles and they went out and painted them the following week. Like, what are the chances that?
Because people listen. You'd be surprised. I was saying this down the other day. The amount of TDS who follow me and I never realised. People to be watching and they're listening. I'm telling you.
What else would you like done then?
That was mad though. That was in a couple of weeks after.
What else would we want done?
Oh, the flats are gone now. Just so you know.
Your flats?
Yeah. Knocked down. Flattened.
All of them?
Gone. What? All the blocks.
What happened to people living there? The middle block?
They got them out. There was... When you were there, was there anyone in the middle block when you were in the flats?
Yeah, loads.
Was there, yeah?
Yeah.
And then there was a couple of people on the back block.
Middle block is the one beside the...
Towers.
Football pitch, isn't it?
Yeah. I didn't even think there was people living there. But yeah, they obviously all got housed. And then boom, flattened. It's mad looking. Actually break your heart, I would. Honestly. Yeah. You started knocking them down about 2 weeks ago. And they're all gone now. Or 3 weeks ago, probably.
A lot of people get moved back in.
Yeah. When the new development gets for and you get moved back in.
That's the way the ones in Sean McDermott Street look today. That's the plan.
Are they gone look nicely?
Yeah.
Those ones look nice, don't they?
Are you on about Mary's Mansions?
Yeah.
I don't know what the plans are.
They look good.
Yeah, they done some job on them. They added an extra floor to them. There was 4 stories on that, now there's 5, or there was 3, now there's 4 or something. But they added an extra floor to that at the time. What do we want done? I don't know. I'm all right for the time being. I'll see in a while, I'll manifest something. I'm happy with the pill bag powers getting painted. I really am. I'm delighted with it. I think it looks very well on the landscape.
Right. Ballet shoes or prison?
Taking ballet shoes, no problem. Call me. I'll be Billy Elliot coming into the studio.
Right, next question for you.
Go.
Susie.
It's 3 years, sorry.
Susie, yeah, I'll have
Susie, that. Like the Grant.
Yup.
Susie from Longford.
Yeah, no, I'll have that, yeah.
Right. Susie says, would you rather have the local gossip who doesn't like you have access to everything in your phone for 24 hours? Right, that's option one. Or you have to see the worst stuff on the phones of all your friends and family, including the stuff they deleted. That's option two.
Oh, you're definitely going to fall out with a lot of people.
You might lose a lot of respect for a lot of people, yeah.
Yeah, but you have to go through, you might not be able to look at people the same, friends and family, when you know what they're doing in the privacy of their own home, on your own phone.
So they get to go through our phones.
Well, the local gossip gets all, anything you might not want everyone to know.
See, I feel like...
And so, is there a time frame on this?
They have hours. 24 hours. I don't know how long you
Is there
have.
A time frame they can go back on the phone?
Everywhere.
Since the start of time.
They just have access to your phone. So what's on your phone now?
I'd be just doing the 5 years and the ballet shows at the end of it. If they can go back in time and all. If you said like they can go 1 year back or 2 years.
Yeah, but what's on your phone now? So if you had messages from a year ago, they could go back and find them. But if you've deleted all that, that's gone.
Just reset the phone and hand it to them.
Yeah.
No, I'd go on my phone.
I'd give them my phone as well, because I have a feeling people out there who I respect, you'd go on, look at their internet history, and they'd be like
watching the maddest porn ever.
Not even that, they'd be looking up like, is Leinster a country? You know, stuff like that, and you'd be like, I actually have respect for you.
Oh, that's your issue.
Stuff like that, and you'd be like, I can't believe you're that thick, you're looking up stuff like this.
Because boys talk, like when you're with the lads and they talk, they're like, yeah, talking about porn, they watch some mad shit. I'm like, oh, you said that with confidence. That's very strange, like, I shouldn't be watching that. It's nothing illegal though, I just mean like it's weird.
Yeah.
You get me?
That's what I mean. You might find something like that out about everybody.
Yeah.
You could never look at them the
same. Yeah,
exactly. And then the family as well, do you know what I mean?
And if you're telling us you're watching that kind of porn, what kind of porn are you watching that you're not telling us? Fuck. Nah, have me phone.
I'd hand me phone over, yeah. I can't think, I don't think it's that bad.
That's the right thing to say though, isn't it?
Well, no, some people might be looking at some dodgy shit, Harry.
Yeah.
Some people might be texting Ronaldo happy birthday and all, do you know what I mean? And you don't want to hand your phone over if you've been doing that.
That's fair. Never see that. Never
people
see that?
Do that.
It's Kim Kardashian's birthday and Jacinta from Talbot Street.
Yeah.
Texts her happy birthday under a post for everyone to see.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jacinta.
Or shares the story, do you know what I mean? Like, happy birthday to this queen and all. And you're like,
yeah.
Your own sister didn't even get a fucking confirmation card off you, you mad cunt. You're wishing Kim Kardashian happy birthday on your stories on Instagram. Queen, wear a crown emoji and a pink heart and all. Like, what are you on about? Like, people do this shit, though, Owen. Do you know what I mean? But then there's people out there who, like, DM Ronaldo and all on his birthday. Happy birthday, reply to his story and all. Do you know what I mean? People reply to, like, people out there have millions of followers and they're replying to their stories and all. Looks quality and they're in the boy. You're like, as if, yeah, he's got Anthony Joshua's going to like that message. Do you know what I mean? If I got someone's phone and I was like, you're actually texting all these people, and I'd be like, Dad, what the fuck are you doing? Do you know what I mean? Nah.
Do you ever see the comments though on like famous people's posts and stuff, and they're like, please like my comment?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, are they real? Like, if that's not a bot, like, someone knows them. Do you get me?
Yeah. And it's out there for people to see.
It's just out there forever. And like, if they're young, they're going to get to an age where he went, oh my God, remember I commented that. So we all do stupid shit. Like, we had social media, like, when we were young, we were fucked. Especially me. I was reckless.
Yeah.
Saying that, like, as if I'm not reckless anymore.
You've channeled it.
Yeah.
More productive ways.
Yeah.
So, what are you picking?
What was the question?
I'll hand my phone over. I'll hand my phone over, yeah.
My phone. Yeah. I can't be looking at what the boys are looking at.
Yeah.
I just can't.
It's one of ignorance is bliss, isn't it? Outside your mind.
Yeah, I'll take the fall for them.
Right.
That's the end of Talking More Bollocks. Send any questions you have to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. Boom. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. The Hypnoga. Go down.